Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church of Castle Rock, Colorado. New Hope is a church that puts people first. You can listen to our sermons and podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any other popular podcast platforms. This week is Youth Mission Sunday, a day where the youth from our church share their experiences from their mission trip to Alamosa, Colorado.
This week we went to Alamosa, Colorado. And if any of you have been to Alamosa, there's some need there. And we stayed in a church with no air conditioning on the hottest week of the year, which was fun. And they put all the guys, all 12 of our guys, in a room that was in the middle of the building with no windows. So we had to endure some conditions, just like we do every year. And every year, one of the fun things that I like to see is when we arrive at the place that we're serving at. Without fail, happens every year. We try and prepare everybody with our meetings beforehand and saying, you will be uncomfortable. The area that we'll sleep, you'll be uncomfortable. We're going to be sleeping on the ground. We have air mattresses, of course. But every time when we show up, no matter how much prep we do, everybody sits there and they're like, oh, this is where we have to sleep all week? But quickly, after the first day, that all kind of melts away because you have a common mission together, that we are serving our neighbors. And Youth Works is the group we went with, and their theme for the summer for all their groups is neighbors. And the Good Samaritan story is one we went through each day at the end of the day together with different verses as the story unfolded. And so the idea this week was that we're going to serve our neighbors no matter what. We are going to love without limits. We are going to care for people even if we disagreed with them, even if we didn't know them, even if they're different from us. That the important thing was that we are going to show the image and love of Christ to all of those around us. And we have some students that are going to talk about their experiences of the week. And throughout each day, we are in different places that we worked in the morning and afternoon. And then by the end of the week, as you saw in some of the pictures, was a foot washing ceremony portraying what Jesus did for his disciples. And that's a way to serve one another too, to become humble and vulnerable enough to serve each other in that way. So the first student that we have that's going to share with us today is Olivia. And Olivia, you can come on up. Olivia, tell us your name, your school, and why did you go on this mission trip, or is this your first mission trip or not?
Okay. Hi, my name is Olivia Staub. I am now a senior at STEM. This mission trip is my third trip, and I have always loved volunteer work, and these mission trips is one of my favorite things I do over the summer. After each trip, I'm always changed in some way, and my eyes are always opened. Ask me the next question.
Do you have it written?
No, I don't have it written down.
No, your answers are written down.
Yes, my answers.
Just keep going with that. Yeah.
They don't know what the question is.
They don't need to know the question. That was to help you write it.
Jordan, you're the one that's like, I'm going to ask you the questions, and you're just going to respond. You can't just put me on the fly up here, man.
Well, just keep going with your...
Just letting you know, this is normally what mission trips are like. We are told one thing and it's done the other way. Just gotta let you know. Okay.
And repeating what the instructions we gave too, that's always a thing.
You know, Jordan. Jordan, you shush. Okay, I'm gonna go off the fly now. At first, it was hard to feel like this trip was a mission trip. Only being 3.5 hours away, it still felt like home. But throughout the trip, I learned that, wow, there's much poverty is only 3.5 hours away. You don't need to go thousands of miles away to help someone. You can go next door and even to the town over. Then that's one thing I learned. Okay. Oh, wow, I started this sentence with the same thing. All right. At first, it was hard to grasp something I couldn't touch. And the question was something like, what did I learn about God? They would have needed to know that before I started that, Jordan. Just letting you know. Okay, I'll start over. At first, it was hard to grasp something I couldn't touch. Me being a STEM nerd and a visual learner, it is a struggle for me to blindly and fully trust something as great as God. But this trip made me realize that, why shouldn't I believe in something like that? What else do I believe? Would I believe that everything is dark and silent? Why would I not believe in God who loves you and teaches you valuable morals and lessons? Everywhere I looked in Alamosa, people were happy and felt secure, guided by God no matter what material possession they had. Why not believe in an eternal life than a life that ended with a period, a life ended with no afterwards? I learned to fully trust God and not to be ashamed of it. All right, I'm done. Bye.
I believe the instructions were, I'll give you questions to help you write your testimony. Thank you, Olivia, for that. That's kind of how mission trips go. Very first day, we realized on our first site, at least with my group, was we were weeding a garden called Mom's Garden. And there was a guy that helped us first, and he put blue flags down where plants were, so we knew not to pick those. And then once we got done with that faster than he thought we would, he moved us over to another spot, and so we started picking. And then he left, and then another person showed up, and she was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You've picked some flowers that I've been working on for years to cultivate. So that's kind of how mission trips go, is you get instruction from one person, then somebody else comes in and says, no, no, no. And that's why we always say, go with the flow. That's what mission trips are about. You can't control anything on these trips. We're here to serve. We're here to say yes. And so through Olivia's testimony about only 3.5 hours away of people in poverty, we also have people in poverty here in Castle Rock. And one of the things during the week, they showed a music video by Casting Crowns. I forget the song. Does anybody hear her? I think it's called. And the video is all about how even for church people, that we sometimes ignore the people in need right around us. The people are just walking right past our churches, within our communities. And so the idea this week was try to get people to understand that it isn't just this week that you can help people in need, but there are people everywhere around you in need. And we don't know what everyone is going through. And so to love first is the most important step to care for people. The next person we have up is Austin, I believe. Austin, come on up. Do you need me to read the questions with that? Okay, all right.
Don't worry, okay. I'm prepared this time.
All right, thanks, Austin.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Austin, and I am a graduated senior at Castleview High School, and I had the wonderful opportunity of going on this trip to Alamosa because my senior trip got canceled last year. I wanted to go help in Alamosa because, one, it was closer to home, and two, it was a smaller community and a community that I've never been to before. So I wanted to just go and see what it was like and see how I can help with it, see how I can help out. I had the opportunity to help out in several different places, a couple community gardens, a residence garage scraping glue off of the floor, on a farm. That was a fun time. The farm was interesting. It is a family-run community farm where families can come in and farm, and where companies can go and farm. It was amazing. It was hot all week long, but everyone stuck with it. I stuck with it, and I worked hard. Everyone worked hard, even in the heat, even on those hot days. And this trip changed me a lot because, one, I was away from home by myself without any parents to come with me, and I was working not too far from home, but 4 hours away. And we had help on-site at the church and off-site in their work sites. But one thing that really stuck with me the most was the night that I had to help make dinner and prepare dinner for the whole group that was there. It was really interesting. I've never had to do that before. And it was interesting. I liked it. I liked making dinner for the whole entire work group and having to serve, having to prepare the dinner for everyone was fun. And that's what was missing from previous mission trips. The group that we went through on previous mission trips made dinner and served for us, but getting to serve dinner, getting to see everyone in the group, getting to help serve other church groups, it was a nice experience for me. My faith changed throughout this mission trip because of the main theme of the trip was neighbors and how we can be neighbors to each other, how we can be neighbors to the people in our communities, and how we can be neighbors to anyone. Each day we learned how we can be a neighbor and how we can be a neighbor to others and help serve God. But one phrase that stood out to me, was, We go and do likewise. I didn't know what that meant at first, but over the day I realized, well, go and do likewise is going and serving others like God did to his people in his community. Go and do likewise means to go and serve others the same way God served his people and to be a neighbor to others. So before I finish here, I want to say one thing. How can we be a neighbor to others in our communities? And how can we go and do likewise to others?
And there were shirts that the Youth Works had that said, go and do likewise, and that's important. That's one of the things Jesus said every time he went and helped others. When he healed others, he said, now go and do likewise. And he told his disciples that also. And one of the things we talked about one morning in our devotions was how we focus a lot on the 12 disciples of Jesus, and that was Jesus' inner circle, right? But Jesus had a lot more people part of the movement. There's pieces of scripture that said he sent 70 people ahead of him to other towns. So this was a big movement that even Jesus, God himself, couldn't do it all on his own. And for us this week, that was a call to us as a team, that we had to work together as a team. We couldn't just do things on our own as individuals, but as a team, we can do greater things. And likewise, on our work sites, when we did finish quicker than they thought, it's because we have many hands helping. We have many people helping. The more people that chip in, the more that things get done together. We have Megan, who's one of our adults, who's going to come up and share next.
Good morning. Well, once again, I would like to say what an honor and privilege it was to join our youth on the mission trip again this year. As you know, our trip to Portland was canceled, thank you, COVID, but that did not stop 20 of our students from going on this year's mission trip. And what an adventure. I'm sure you heard some of the stories, you saw some of the pictures, and whoops. That's just some of the adventures we got to enjoy. Some of the highlights for me was just a few hours after we started work on Monday morning, my son, Devin, hurtling over a fence and broke the top pole. Or having a lunch break and some of the boys deciding to go for a race, which resulted in Adam somersaulting and breaking his collarbone 3 hours on Monday morning after we started work. As you saw, there was a whole bunch of weeding. All the while, we got to enjoy each person's company and conversation. We got to run through the sprinklers while we're going for a morning run with Olivia and Connor. moving an arcade game through a door that was just too small, walking up the waterfalls, and then jumping into a pool of 17 degrees. Betting my kids that they could not climb to the tallest dune in sand dunes in less than 35 minutes. For the record, I lost that bet. We got to serve dinner to the people that were staying with us while we were serving. When I have an objective, it's go get this done. No lollygagging around, let's just get this job done. And I learned from our students. I got to stand next to Austin, who said, "Welcome to the taco bar. How can I interest you? Would you like a flour tortilla, a corn tortilla, or nachos?" To every single person, making them feel welcome. Dancing like nobody's watching. Talking to Connor about gardening, greenhouses, and what a cool experience it was in helping out with a small organic community farm. Diving, jumping, flipping, and flopping into a swimming pool. Playing football, soccer, and volleyball with other church groups from California, Missouri, and Texas. EJ's contagious, "Good job," and "You're awesome." Beating Julia at Dutch Blitz and knowing that I can still make her cry just by giving her a big hug. Washing our students' feet in symbolism of what Jesus did with his disciples. Jordan's endless patience. Laughing, playing card games, and writing care cards. Peyton and Levi's endless bantering and bickering, which resulted in a purchase of a squirt gun that later resulted in a water fight. Putting ourselves out of our comfort zones and sleeping with 60 strangers in a gym, sharing food and bathrooms together. Stories of Tammy's driving adventures, including losing luggage in years past, running through questionable stoplights, and her desire to beat Jordan at every destination. Working in the hot weather and treating ourselves to Sonic, McDonald's, and Walmart with ice cream, shakes, and drinks. Christy's constant positive attitude and kind words. And crying, knowing that we had a fantastic week, filled with joy in serving others, helping each other, getting closer to one another, reconciling, developing new relationships, and that it all came to an end too soon. I am so proud of you. You guys are a fantastic group of young women and men. I am not crying. You dedicated a week out of your summer to help and serve others. You put your needs aside so that you could serve a bigger purpose. Youth, thank you for creating another memorable experience. And I hope that you remember this time. Congregation, thank you for your love, your support, your prayers, and your donations in helping making this week possible. Without it, we wouldn't be here. I invite you after the service to come up to our youth and ask them about their experience, because each student will have a different story or a lesson that they learned. And thank you for your time.
I think in a world that is feeling like it's more divided than ever, there's so many different ways we can divide each other into different groups, categories, ideologies, politics, that it feels like there's almost no hope. But I think this week was a testament to the fact that if we keep the main thing, we can rally together to help others. We weren't the only group there. So our group was the largest of 25, but there's three other groups. There was a Methodist church from Missouri and a Methodist church from Texas and a Lutheran church from the LA area. And as we all know, denominations are created because what? We disagree on something, so we create another church, or we go that way, we don't agree with that. But to have all these different denominations and different cultures, Texas is a different culture, Missouri is a different culture than ours, LA is, to all come together what could possibly go wrong, right? And with teenagers, nonetheless, there were so many opportunities for things to go wrong. And not even that, but we also had, YouthWorks has their interns, they're usually college students. One was from Puerto Rico, one was from Wisconsin, one was from Ohio, and where was Connor from? Nebraska. So all over the place. And we all know across the country, there's different cultures, different values, different things like that. So there is so much potential for things to just go very wrong. But yet, by the end of the week, everybody was hugging each other, crying, they're going to miss each other, because all those things dissolved away. And the mission to love our neighbor as ourselves and to act out the love of Christ, to be the image of Christ for others, was the main thing. Katie's going to come up and share with us her experience of the week. And are you already crying? Is that what's happening?
Okay. I'm just very nervous.
You'll do great, Katie.
Hi, my name is Katie McQuire. I'm going into my junior year at Castleview. This was my second mission trip, and I am incredibly bad at public speaking, so if this is bad, I'm sorry. So I wanted to go to Alamosa because 2 years ago, I went to Florida with the church, and it was one of the best experiences of my life, and I got to help others. I got to see that small things can make big impacts, and I got to strengthen and build relationships with everyone on the trip. The experience that I wanted to talk about today was actually the very last night of the trip. We all sat down at our gathering for the night, and the YouthWorks leaders told us the story of the book of John 13, when Jesus took all his clothes off, wrapped a towel around himself, and started washing all of his disciples' feet just to prove that not one person is better than anyone else. And originally, they told us that we were going to do this ceremony and that the leaders of YouthWorks were going to come up to our church's room and wash our leaders' feet, and then our leaders would wash ours, or the students. And originally, they told us that this was going to be a very deep and emotional night, and at first, I kind of just brushed it off. I was like, oh, I'll be fine. Most people know that I was not. So the leaders came in. They washed all of our leaders' feet, and then our leaders washed ours. And when it came time for my feet to get washed, I got my feet washed by Tammy, who has been like a second mother to me since I was 10 years old. This is where the waterworks start. My feet, and I honestly don't remember a lot of what she said because I immediately started crying. But I just remember that she was whispering to me all these kind things about how I was kind-hearted and a hard worker, and I don't remember a lot past that, but loved by God. I guess you said that too, but after she started, I immediately understood why they said it was going to be emotional. And my God sighting that night was that there almost wasn't a dry eye in the room. We had a couple stone walls, but there was almost not a dry eye in the room, and everything past the ceremony was just kind of waterworks for everybody. And my God sighting was just that everybody in the room was saying goodbye to everybody and the trip, and everyone was just being such a good neighbor, as our theme for the week was, to everybody, and was just being
really friendly to everyone. I don't know what else to say, so I guess I'm done.
Obviously, the feet washing ceremony was very important to many of the kids and adults on the trip because it's one of those things you don't realize that feet washing is a very vulnerable thing. Until you have somebody wash your feet, you don't realize, like, not many people touch your feet, right? And so it's a very vulnerable position to be in. And I think that's the brilliance of what Jesus did, was doing that for his disciples. It portrays so many things. It's vulnerable. It's showing that God came to serve and we are to serve likewise, that even the God of all the universe came down, that he didn't expect constant praise and worship and for people to do everything for God, but instead God showed us the way how to do it for others. And that's what life is about, is helping each other out, taking care of one another. Delia is going to come up and share her experience on the mission trip also.
Hello, my name is Delia Avila, and I just graduated Castleview High School this past year. I was pretty excited when I heard that the mission trip was to Alamosa this year. I have a bunch of family down there, so it's a community that's really close to my heart. I thought it'd be interesting to see like a different side of the same coin. There were so many great moments, it's hard to pick just one to share, like Tammy's questionable reversing skills, or Garrett asking to go to McDonald's for the gazillionth time. One of the most impactful moments to me, though, was working at the senior center. We were weeding and scraping paint off of some garden boxes, which doesn't seem like much, but after we had everything cleaned up and painted, it looked brand new. And each and every senior that walked by seemed so excited and grateful, saying that it looked so much better than the yellow that was there before, and if we could come to their house next. It really goes to show that you don't always need big gestures and gifts to make an impact on someone's life, that it can be the little things that mean the most. Like everyone, at one point in time, I've struggled with my faith. However, this trip has shown me that God is good in a lot of ways. He brings people together from all walks of life. As for mentioned earlier, we had groups from Texas, LA. It was just really interesting to see everybody come together. For example, on our hike to Zapata Falls, it was no easy feat. The water was a warm 17 degrees. The currents were really fast and the rocks were pretty slippery. However, everyone was helping everyone get up to the river, regardless if they knew each other a lot from different churches, from different groups. It really showed how he can bring people together. And this trip gave me a deeper perspective of God, like seeing a different side of the same city you thought you knew inside and out. All in all, this trip gave me memories and experiences I wouldn't have traded for the world. Thank you.
I think as a leader on these trips, one of the things that you're waiting for is for things to click. And there's some mission trips where the group just doesn't totally mesh or click, and that's okay. But this year, it felt like the group just clicked off the bat. And it became one of the smoothest, most not drama-filled mission trips that I've been on. And it was just fun. It was fun to be with one another, to spend time with each other. Granted, we did have that one piece of drama of the ER, but Adam's okay. And we're grateful for that. And he tried to stick it out, but had to go home early because you can't do much with a broken collarbone when that happens. But I just want to say thank you to our group and everything that you did this week. I'll remember this trip for a long time, and I'll remember many different things about it. Like, yeah, Garrett sending me a picture of McDonald's every day when they drove past it because he wanted to get McNuggets. And the foot washing ceremony of how that impacted our youth. And there's just those moments where you see the Spirit of God working. And we saw that this week in our group. And so I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to the congregation, the ways that you have supported us this year. Of course, we'll be back next year for support and for our mission trip next summer in 2022. So thank you.
New Hope has been my home for over 20 years. Thinking back when Ella Kate graduated, I had a picture of Russ at the baptism and then at her in confirmation. And the people that stayed at Ella Kate's graduation party were the people of New Hope. And I realized at that moment, I was home. And these kids, you have no idea how much each and every one of them mean to me. It's a really happy and sad for me year because I'm losing a ton of my kids this year to go off and do what the future holds for them and to have this last trip with them and be able to share that experience with them. And I hope that they'll come home and tell us about their adventures. I was so proud of our kids. We had a lot of chores to do. We had a chore chart. No, you can't get them to do that at your own home. But they did a fabulous job cleaning bathrooms, serving food, using a vacuum cleaner, even cleaning windows. Ezra, you did a great job cleaning the windows. But I also want to say that even though it wasn't as much of a relational trip, we did get to meet a lot of really awesome people along the way, and we made some deep friendships with other churches and hopefully with the Senior Center and other communities that we worked in. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for going on this trip. Thank you for being brave. Thank you for working hard. Thank you for sharing your love of God with me and with everybody. And thank you for being vulnerable. That last night, I have to admit, when they said we were washing feet, I was like, it was almost like they were telling me that we were going to hold rattlesnakes that night. I was like, excuse me? But it was the most humbling experience I think I've ever been through. And to see some of these kids that I didn't know throughout the year if youth group was even doing anything, really get emotional and realize that we are a family. And y'all are my family. So I just want to end today with saying, go and love God with everything you have. And go and love your neighbor as yourself. And all of God's people said, amen.
Thank you for listening to Voices of Hope. If you enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review it and share it with your friends. Go in peace and have a wonderful week.